Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Man, I forgot how to talk there for a second. I don't know what happened, but I seem to have regained my faculties now, so that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I'm very, very excited today. We've got a double hit. We're doing a double header. What that means, we're doing two shows in it back to back. These will be separated afterwards into two separate podcasts, individual podcasts. We just had to do it that way. Our second guest, hour two, she had a break in her filming, so that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing today. Our first guest, I'm very, very super excited about. I'm a big fan of hers, have been for a while, actually. Even all the way back, well, I'll talk to her about that, to a band she was in a few years ago. I watched her on MTV. What can I say? What can I say? But anyways, welcome everybody. This is today our featured guest is Debra Berg. Debra, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm awesome. Thank you for asking. It's great to be on your show.
I am so glad you are. I know we had a little bit of a, we were supposed to do it before and something wasn't working or something. Who knows? But we seem to be doing well today, knock on wood. So that's a good thing. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you were able to take time today because we were talking a little bit before this show of the current adventures you're going through with moving and setting up a new place and two new places actually. I like we were saying before we came on the show, that is can be very frustrating. process. I hate it.
Yeah, it's been frustrating, and you know, it really draws attention to your own attachment to things, which is sometimes, you know, a little hard to accept. I was saying to a friend of mine, it's like I'm looking at these objects around me like they're my pets. You know, like I've got like 10,000 little pet turtles and I'm like, well, who's going to look after this ashtray that was my Uncle Ken's? I'm the one who should be holding on to this, right? And it's just not okay to hold on to Uncle Ken's ashtray anymore. Time to let it go.
And you probably have no friends that smoke anymore either, I would imagine.
Exactly. You know, like, who needs an ashtray? It is kind of a cool ashtray. It's sort of, it's Italian, and it says something like Cinzano.
Nice.
You know, it's vintage.
I gotcha. I'm telling you, my fiancé is the same way. She, there is an ottoman we have in our guest room that I feel like Dick Van Dyke. I'm always tripping over this thing. I hate it. I can't stand this ottoman, but it was her grandmother's who passed a few years ago. You know what I mean? And it was like one of her, in her first apartment.
Yeah,
and so,
yep, I know what you mean. So
I bite my lip and I trip over that problem.
I think I've got a pretty good solution to my problem. And that is that I'm going to host a rummage sale this weekend.
Oh, nice.
It's like invitation only
mm-hmm.
rummage sale that takes up 1/4 of our front room, like the biggest room in the house. A quarter of it is full of, quote, rummage. And
nice.
I'm just inviting my friends over, and I'm saying, have at it. You know, the money I make, which I will charge minimal amount, will go to animal shelter in Brooklyn that I've participated in their fundraisers before. They're really small little nonprofit, you know, where a couple $100 will really make a difference. And it'll all go bye-bye. And I will be happy, and the universe will be happy. I'm so excited, Jamie.
Well, what a great opportunity, too, not only to do some good, but, you know, I know you have a, you probably have some friend, John or Sam or somebody, who's been eyeing Uncle Ken's ashtray for years. And now's their opportunity to get it, do some good for the community, and there you go.
Yeah, like that. That's the spirit. Yeah. and on it goes. But, you know, there is an end point, and that's what I am praying comes soon, and that is when the movers come. So,
right.
You know, this is not purgatory. This is not, you know, Dante's divine inferno. This will end. There is an end point to this whole packing, sorting, eliminating, tossing hell that I'm living in right now. So, but it's such a treat to be talking with you about music that, you know, I'm very, very always happy to talk about music. It's like, no problem.
Well, I have to tell you, I know that you're a phenomenal country musician these days and everything, and I love your music, your current music and whatnot. When I was a boy, a few years ago, I used to watch you, and I didn't know you then, of course, with your Eye to Eye band. And the big hit,
yeah,
of course, was Nice Girls. And the thing I remember about that video, I was thinking about this the other day, is two things. Number one, it had the world's coolest three-wheel car ever in the video, which I wanted really bad when I was 12 years old. And for some reason, it also had the world's biggest compact makeup mirror. I don't know if you still have it. I don't know what kind of purse you could fit that in. But it was ginormous. It was as big as a room.
I never owned it. It was a prop.
Just a prop.
Not mine. It's just a prop.
You know that's been sold in some flea market somewhere and probably has a story of its own now. That was a good video. That was a great time.
It was in somebody's rummage sale.
That's right.
You know
what's really weird
about that video, Jamie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that years later, I was told that the director, whose name escapes me now, British guy, thought it would be really funny to release a white mouse onto the floor, the stage, while I was doing my spinny twirly thing, you know, with my Stevie Nicks moves. And apparently there is a little white mouse somewhere in that video going across the floor, and I never saw it, thank God. But,
oh, my gosh. I'm going to be looking for it now.
I believe it. I think that guy was like, I don't know about, you know, when I think back about it, like, why was I the one that had to get water, you know, splashed in my face? How come Julian didn't get water splashed in his? I mean,
pretty
I
girl, you know, that's what they were thinking. It was a different time, you know.
My hair.
Oh, man,
was
that like 85 or something? That was back in the day. I remember Duran Duran was around.
It was
the big hair
days.
The big hair. It certainly was. Well, at some point, though, after your new wave stardom there and, you know, living in New York and everything, you embraced country music.
Yes, I did.
Were you always a fan, or how did this transition happen?
Yeah, I guess. Musically, playing country music started when the band disbanded, still very close friends with Julian and his family, love them all. But our paths parted ways. He was a Brit. I was, you know, an American. And he and his wife were ready to have a family and just settle down a little more. And so I was on my own path, you know, without a brilliant music partner who was a keyboard player, classically trained piano player. And so I thought, okay, I don't want to be dependent on anyone to make music with me. If I want to write, I need to kind of get myself involved in an instrument. And so I started playing the guitar. because the piano was too hard to schlep up four flights of stairs to my, you know, my walk up on Berry Street. And so I started.
It takes a lot of real estate once you get it up there. Yeah.
It's just too much. And plus the neighbors, like, you know, turn that thing down. So a nice acoustic guitar was what I wished for. And I was actually very happy to, you know, start playing the guitar, because growing up, I did listen to country music, and I was happy to hear, you know, early country musicians like Loretta Lynn, Dolly Parton, and Emmylou Harris, and those women in country were my kind of my, I didn't worship them necessarily. I worship bands more like, you know, the Beatles or like Tom Petty,
right.
You know, like these big rock and roll, like these fabulous bands. But I admired the country, the women of country. And I thought, hey, they're playing the guitar and they're singing. Well, I think I'd like to try that. And that's what I did. And I started going to acoustic guitar summer camps for adults. That is just, if anybody's thinking about starting to play an instrument, especially an acoustic guitar, I couldn't recommend anything better than finding yourself an acoustic guitar summer camp. And just go for a week, stay in a cabin, meet new friends, make your fingers bleed and learn so much and have such a good time doing it. It's the best way to learn guitar, I swear to God. And that's what I did.
Wow.
And I've been doing it ever since, and I've been meeting people, and it just grew from there.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
I'm so glad you did. I think there's something too inherently peaceful, restful, when you're using those creative muscles, when you find an avenue to create. So many people don't. And I've seen it. I have an elder neighbor who, he finally retired. I think he retired about 20 years past when he should have. But he finally did. I live in South Florida, so that's a very typical story down here. But even him, he makes the world's best hedges. He's one of these guys. I know there's a name for that, and it escapes me right now, where you can make shapes out of the hedges and stuff. And man, I think it is. I think that's yes, that is the word. He's into it, and he's so happy. And he wasn't before he started doing that. I'm glad he found his canvas. It's a good thing.
Neighbor's name Edward Scissorhands by any chance?
I don't think he's got that skill yet, but I do see it coming.
That's what great.
Is fantastic. So you had all this music experience, though, and you knew people in the business and whatnot. Were you able to utilize some of those contacts and whatnot in starting this new direction with your music? Or was it
That's a really good question. I would say that funny thing about musicians, like who've made it, successful musicians, is that the thing that you value most about knowing them, if they really made an impression on you, is to keep the love there, like keep the friendship going.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it. That might sound really odd, but for me, the people who helped me most, who were the most successful of the people I met, were those who virtually counseled me. And stayed my friend, who would they'd throw some advice here and there. But the way that you make ends, the way that you make paths is, I think, through just good old-fashioned communication. And, so your friends who've made it along the way, every now and then they'd like, what is that term, that expression, like throw me a bone or something, but mostly it was just supporting me and saying, you're great, keep doing it, it's going to be fine, I think that's a great idea, I think you're, or maybe they'd say, you're getting too far from what you were telling me you wanted to do. You sure you want to do this? Or, because you're kind of going off on a tangent here, which is fine, but I'm just asking you, do you want to come back? And that kind of stuff gives you the confidence, to then turn around and make a phone call and call a venue or call a producer or, see if this bass player, my favorite bass player in my band, can't make it. So instead of freaking out, just call another bass player, It's like that. The support of other musicians is huge. And you just got to know who your friends are. Like if you're feeling insecure about something, know who your friends are. And they will help you through. And then you're going to find yourself saying, you know what? They were right. I'm going I'm going to change the way I'm approaching this guy who's got this new venue. And then things, doors open, and did they make it happen? Not necessarily. Did they influence you to make it happen for yourself? Yes, they did.
Right. Very smart. Very wise. So true, too.
I am wise. So true. I am so wise sitting well, here with my packing boxes.
You're making a wise move. I think it's a brilliant
thing. Thank you so much. I have so many guitars, Jamie. It is like, it's like when you pack, everything comes out of the closet. I am totally out of the closet. My guitars, I have so many guitars. I have so much music. I have other people's projects because I also sing backup for people who I admire, and I love it. I love singing backup. And I sing in a choir. I sing in a gospel choir. And our director is just like so prolific. We're always learning new material. And I don't like to just have everything on my screen. I'm still kind of old school. I like paper. I like paper. And paper you have to put in a box. And then you have to tape it up and label it, you know, like gospel choir, you know, current, you know. Do not put
I'm
this
the same
in
way.
Box, you know.
Oh, man.
I have the best guitars. They're so sweet. They're like little angels. They're all like in one corner of our living room, not the one where the rummage sale is, the opposite corner.
Yeah.
And they're they're like waiting patiently for me. I unzip it, I get something out, then I put it back in. I'm like, okay, it's all going to be fine, brothers. Little brothers and sisters, it's going to be fine. But it's a real wake-up call to be a musician, and to move is traumatic. But I'm going to get through it. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. And the music is my like a little cool dip in the lake, you know, to
right.
you know to
cool
remember job. My music, even just to sit down and play one song, or to go and have a little tiny four song gig, you know, or to sing with the gospel choir. It's just, oh my goodness, it feels so grounding, so anchoring, and so elementary. Like, you really need it. Essential, that's the word. It's essential. Even when, you know, you say, look, I'm moving. I can't do any gigs because I'm moving, but I'm moving. Did I tell you I'm moving?
Right.
even when you just, you know, clear a slate, you clear the slate, you still, it's so big. It's so much a part of a musician's consciousness, you know. It's kind of fascinating.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way
to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. Well, and if you're like me, now I recently, well, it's been about 6 months now. We have a part of our house was an attached garage, which was at some point in this house's history enclosed into another room. And when we bought the house, mine and my gal's first thought was, well, here's a workshop. You know, we need this, you know, because we both, she makes costumes and I'm a painter. We need that work area. And I have to have, and at first, you know, it didn't have a finished floor. It was just concrete and, you know, no big deal. But I'm one of those people, unlike the stereotypical painter of the messy studio, I like things organized. I like this place to look like you could do surgery in here because I like to know where things are and I feel comfortable that way and I can work that way. I don't have to waste a lot of time looking for stuff. But are you that way as well, creatively? Your environment plays a big role when you're writing and whatnot?
Good, interesting question. I mean, I think I'm organized. My husband might argue that point. But I know this, you know, for instance, this move is very archival for artists to move. You can't, and nobody can help you. You know, it's like only you know where, you know, why you're putting this folder in with these CDs along with, you know, this box of, you know, ideas, like to do, you know, like a folder full of song ideas. Why are you putting that in there? Only you know that. And I'm organized like that. And I think my songwriting demands for me to be organized. It's like, it takes no prisoners, you know, like when I'm in a songwriting mode, I've got to just, you know, make a grilled cheese sandwich, you know, and a cup of tea and keep focused. It's like, it will, you know, it gets into my DNA and that's all I can think about. It's like the line in the song is like always there when I'm, you know, heading somewhere, there when I'm laying my head on the pillow, there until it comes together. It's like a little wonderful piece of kismet where suddenly it drops in and you write it down and it's like, boom, let's go get pizza. You know, it's like when it's done, you know it's done. And I think I am organized, but within, you know, there's a chaotic time as well. And you can't say that it's not there. It does exist. You just have to stick with it. It's like a stick with itness to create order from chaos. And that's the nugget. That's the art. That's what you got to mine for. It doesn't just for me, I mean, I've read wonderful, beautiful biographies of people I admire, and I was just reading.
Oh, they're just
great,
like, oh, no.
Yeah, just I've like, yeah, I was too. Just tying my shoes, and, you know. But that's not my experience. It's very rare. And also.
Mine either.
Yeah, very, very rare. Same goes for recording. Like, I'm usually more sort of like, let's try a few takes of this song. Let's see which one we like the best. But every now and then, one just plops in and you're just like, let's keep it, forget it, that's beautiful, that's the one.
Absolutely.
Great.
People ask me all the time, they're like, why don't you paint watercolors, Jamie? And I'm like, well, number one, there's a couple reasons. Number one, I do the majority of my work, commission work, take orders. And people change their minds a lot. Hard to change watercolor. I've had to paint entire family members out of paintings before. That's very true.
That's very funny.
Oh, man. Well, I love your new music. Now, the single we're going to play today is called You're Gone. Now, this isn't the latest single. I believe it's the single before the latest single. The latest single is Muddy Weather, which that track blows me away as well. Tell us a little bit about You're Gone.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, You're Gone, both You're Gone and Muddy Weather are pretty, I would like to say they're pretty bluegrass. They sound pretty bluegrass to me, but they're, the message in You're Gone is a little bit, it's a little earnest, I guess. It's a breakup song, but it's a storytelling song, which most of my songs are. And this is a breakup, but it happened a long time ago. So the singer in the song, and I'd like to think that either a female or a male could sing. I like it when songs can be sung by either a male or female all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think You're Gone is one of those songs that either one of them is remembering back from a while ago where they had an amazing time with somebody who was blew their mind. You know, they were like running around in the woods. And I don't know. I got inspired. Some of the first lyrics were written years ago. I remember because I was at my brother's house, and he lives out in the woods in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
Sorry, that's the sander in the background. I don't know if you can hear that.
It's fine.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine.
But the message of You're Gone is, you know, that there was this tumultuous time where a couple were in love, and it was lust, and it was the woods, and it was nature, and it was moonlight, and you know, as love affairs often used to happen, at least in my life as a young person, it didn't last. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't
right.
One that was going to last, but it was fabulous. You know, and that's what the song You're Gone is about.
Nice.
Running around in the
nice.
Woods with somebody who was awesome.
I've had a couple of those.
What could be better, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gal comes to mind.
You know, there's a lot of influence with country and bluegrass with my songs, as you've mentioned before. And, you know, those old country tunes, man, those couples, they would, like, freaking kill each other by the river, you know?
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Velvet Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's MDMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
No, I'm telling you.
I don't like to go quite that extreme, you know. But
right.
I'm fascinated. I am truly fascinated with songs like that. And there's another song on the record that follows closely with that tradition called Bet on the Horses, which is kind of a spin because traditionally the guy would be the one who just lose it. You're like, you won't marry me? Then I've got to kill you, you know?
Right.
I'm going to drown you in the river. I don't know why I'm laughing. But
I know exactly what you're talking
about. But my song, Bet on the Horses, is the woman's perspective. Like, she's like, uh-oh. She goes to her brother's house, and she's like, whoa, boy, I'm in a lot of trouble right now. I don't know. I don't want to give it away. That's another song on the record. But they're storytelling songs. What can I tell you, Jamie?
I think that's fantastic. I love those.
Don't worry, the Bet on the Horses song I made up. I didn't do that. That's not part of my reality. I made that song up in my head, okay?
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, let's play it. Here it is, everybody. This is Deborah Berg. You're Gone. Check this out.
I tried to reach you today once more for old times' sake. So hard to say goodbye and watch you go. I know you said walk away, there is no more left to say. But I keep coming back around for more. Sometimes I feel like I'm blind. Reach out and touch till I find where I can hang my hat and make my bed. Thank you.
What a fantastic track. That was Deborah Berg, You're Gone. And that's off her new album, New Road Home. New Road Home. Now, New Road Home's out, right, Deborah? People can buy this.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you can find it on your, many places. Let's see. Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes. What else? Is there another place? I've got a website, deborahberg.com.
Very cool.
Where else can people buy music? I mean, you can stream it on Spotify. You can see our videos on YouTube. We have a couple really splendid videos. One is Muddy Weather, and one other song is called Sliver of a Moon. Those two videos have, official videos, let's call it. And then the other ones, we just kind of, we made them at home. They're homemade. They're homemade videos, but they're pretty awesome.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. And it's so affordable. So, people out there like to see things now. They love video. They love going to YouTube and listening to music and watching a little bit of still shots of people running around in the woods, like, the video for You're Gone.
On their way to their brother's house to admit
there,
that they
that's better
fucked
the
somebody
horse.
Over the head. I'm teasing. Well, it's fantastic. And once again, folks, we have links up to Deborah's website, deborahberg.com. And once you get there, it's a fantastic website. I love it. I'm an old man. I have all these weird artsy friends that have these crazy websites that I can never find my way around. And I'm like, I want to hear your music. And they're like, did you figure out the puzzle? Did you put the leaf in the tree? I'm like, I don't have time for that. I just need to know. Your website's very navigatable. I don't think that's a word, but I can navigate easily. And I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Everything's right there. I like it.
It's
friendly.
It is. It's very friendly.
It's a friendly website. We're very happy with it. It's easy going. There's enough going on in life. We don't need to ask you to put the leaf in the tree before you can hear a crack.
Now, I have to ask you, Deborah. I know we're up against time, but I have to ask you real quick. I am in love. I love the artwork on the cover of New Road Home. What's the story behind that? Because it is fantastic. I love that painting.
Thank you. Thank you for asking. Yes. Actually, my sister Brenda and her husband, Armando, went to Mexico for a vacation, and they went to an art gallery, and they saw that painting. It was by...
Wow.
Artist, his name is Esau, E-S-A-U, Andrade, A-N-D-R-A-D-E, and it was hanging in a gallery, and Brenda said, I love that, and Armando said, I love that, let's buy it, and so they did, and they had it sent to their little, beautiful little, bungalow in Los Angeles. And he said, Deborah, you got it. We bought this painting. It's like, we don't do that very much anymore because you got to be careful with like wall space and stuff. You can't just be buying paintings every time you go on vacation. But I said, I'd love to see it. Send a picture. And she sent me the photograph of just where they put it in their house. And I said, Brenda, that is brilliant. I love that. And she helped me find the artist. And we asked if we could have permission to print it on the cover. And he was saying, very happy, very pleased to have you use that as your cover art. Thank you so much. Like, just such a gracious person. And we've had so many great comments about the artwork on the cover. I love the peacock cape. And I love the in the space. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it a pretty man? Is it a handsome woman? I love that. And then the little bird in the hand. is a line from one of the songs called Full Circle. There's a little birdie in the hand in one of the lyric lines of the song Full Circle. And she's got,
nice.
He's got, they've got, let's call them they. They've got a little birdie in the hand. And just tied in. It was a miracle, I tell you, Jamie.
Boy, it's brilliant. I love it.
Thanks for asking.
I love it so much. Absolutely, absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, DeborahBerg.com. Get over there, pick up this. People always ask me, of course, if you live somewhere and you buy all your music digitally, that's fine. Nobody's saying anything about that. But people always ask me, the guests you have on your show, Jamie, where should we buy their music from? And I always tell them, my favorite place to send folks is I've never been to a show that there wasn't a merch table. A show is fantastic if you can buy it, if you can, if you're in the area. If not, if it's at all possible to buy directly from the musician or the band, always do that. Those people not in the entertainment business probably don't realize, and it's not a, I'm not saying, Apple shouldn't make their money or whatnot, or what at Google or whomever. Amazon.
Yeah.
But they take a cut of the pie. I'll put it that way.
Exactly. They definitely
do. The artist
do.
Is a bigger piece of pie if you buy it directly.
You are so right. And CDs are getting to be sort of like obsolete. People. Not that you can't find CDs. I don't mean that. But that the demand for CDs is like dwindling because of stream and all that. It's like gone virtually. But personally, it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier about tactile paperwork, Personally, I still like CDs. I like the beautiful stuff that people do for their fans, the booklets and the lyrics. I just really like holding it. But I know.
I do
I'm
as well.
Cool. It's not for everyone, and I understand that.
Well, I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much, Deborah, for taking. I'm sorry I kept you a little longer than I had told you I was going to, but you're fascinating to talk to. I couldn't break away. I was being held on every word. I really had a good time today. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you too, Jamie. It was great. It was a great. Time to talk about music. Anytime you want to talk about music, give me a call.
I will. I will take you up on that. But
right on.
I'll wait till you get settled. I'll wait till the move happens.
<you.
laughs> Oh,
yes.
Fantastic.
Thank you
so much. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased. This was so much fun today. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode, of course, we're going to do, like I just said at the beginning of the show, this is what we call a doubleheader. Hour two, we have actress Bea Santos from her new movie, Blindsided, coming up. After that is finished, we will be cutting this whole recording into two separate podcasts and broadcasting them out. So we will. This will be dropping probably in about an hour and a half. But thank you so much, and we will be back top of the hour. Thank you again, Deborah.
Thanks, Jamie. Take care.
You too.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.